The food industry has two separate supply chains. The first is for consumers who buy food at the grocery store. That stuff usually comes in smaller packages, and it's gone through processing that follows certain federal health guidelines. The other supply chain is for restaurants and institutions like schools, prisons, hospitals, the places that buy stuff in bulk. On each side of those two sides of the food business, there are some pretty big companies that control most of the market. On the grocery side, it's Kroger's and Albertsons. On the bulk side, which accounts for more than half of U.S. spending on food, Sysco and U.S. Foods control about 75% of the market. That concentration can make these supply chains more vulnerable to a disruption like, say, a pandemic. So during the COVID-19 outbreak, when restaurants and schools had to close, a lot of food that was winding its way through the commercial supply chain had nowhere to go. Turns out feeding ourselves can get pretty complicated, even when there's enough food to go around.